I'm here in Eger Temple, and devotees are taking prasadam. I can't really send these podcasts from my computer because I'm staying at Nilinikanta's house, and there's no broadband there. In fact, I can't even get online over there. So I don't have any of the questions here to answer. So this is going to be off the cuff, as they say. I was just finishing meeting with a Krishna Prabhu and the sculptors over here. First we were talking about the Braja project and doing the landmarks for the holy places. I'm going to just go over now and see the sort of latest version of that. And this is for the 600-plus holy places that are around New Braja Dam. Once again, a reminder to devotees that we've started manufacturing the pavilions. At least we've ordered them with the company, and they're starting to manufacture them. From memory, we have only three full holy places. No, four, as I remember, four holy places sponsored. So there's another, I think there's 12 or 13, so there's another eight to go. Devotees who would like to do that, please look at the Braja Project icon or heading in the site and let us know, because we're going forward on the basis that we're hopefully going to get all these sponsors by the end of the year. Some devotees have come forward with some contribution, which doesn't necessarily cover the whole project. That's fine, and we're happy for that. We're just trying to get enough of these smaller donors together so that they can also add up to a larger or full project sponsorship. Then the other thing, I was speaking again with Krishna about Nava Braja Mahima. I finally finished on this academic refuting academics questioning of the authenticity of holy places, particularly the footprints that Krishna has made. That took me quite a bit of time, and now I'm back on Mathura. I'm finishing Mathura Mahatmya, or the wonderful glories of Mathura Dham. That's two chapters, and then from there I'll be moving on to Madhuvan and Talavan. And I'm really curious to see the final version of the layout and what the book's going to be. This is the one time I can't take responsibility for sort of boosting up or coming up with new ideas at the last minute. This was a New Braja Dam management idea to make this into this super edition, super production. Let's see what the final version of that is, and when it comes out for. I'm here in Eger today and tomorrow. Thereafter, I'll be going to Debrecen for a few days, and from there around to Romania. And then next weekend is Holy Name weekend. So all of you who are coming, those of you who are coming, and I know that quite a few devotees are coming from England, we'll look forward to seeing you. Just make sure that you've booked your accommodation, as well as transport to and from airport, whatever airport that you're coming in, whether it's Budapest or the one near the farm. Saturday will be the farms festival, and then Sunday will be the whole yatra will be there. That means that generally Saturday will be a more spacious facility for kirtan. So try and come by Friday or earlier than that if you can. Well, aside from that, my main emphasis on this tour is congregational development, the restructuring of our temples in order to facilitate and focus the development and cultivation of congregation, particularly congregation who actually has ability to maintain the temples in society. Yesterday afternoon we had a meeting here with three of the smaller centers, Eger, Kachkamit, and Pech, so Koranita and Damodar and Chaitanya. We were speaking together. Damodar Prabhu showed me a very, very good analysis of the Kachkamit temples functioning as a preliminary stage for their development of their strategy, which we've sort of worked the first phase on, leading from now up until the end of this year, on how they'll develop Bhakti Vriksha and present Seva Puja for Radhe Shyam as the donation that members need to support. It was quite impressive. He told me they spent one full week along with temple devotees, congregation members, in developing the basis for that strategy. And I saw the procedure they went through. It was very professional, very impressive. I was happy with that. So congregational development, congregational development, congregational development. We know how to chant Hare Krishna, know how to distribute books, do Harinam and hold festivals. But we need to take care of those people who are getting Krishna consciousness and imbibe in them the responsibility for maintaining the Krishna conscious activities, for which right now mostly is being done by volunteers. Of course, those volunteers, a good majority of them, proportion of them, end up becoming congregation members and supporters. So it's in everyone's interest to make sure that this type of common support, congregation of volunteers, volunteers of congregation, and then ultimately those who are full-time devotees or monks, their support and guidance of all of these other types of devotees. But our Krishna consciousness movement will really be recognized when we can show what our membership is, grassroots membership, who's well entrenched within society, who have adopted Krishna consciousness as their way of life, who take responsibility for maintaining and spreading the Krishna consciousness movement, and whose numbers surpass the dozens and hundreds, but enter into the league of the thousands and tens of thousands. So that's going to be the plan. And right now, that's as much as I'm going to say. I'm running over to the studio and seeing what there is to be seen. Hare Krishna.